Blog Talk Radio.
Don't forget to like and share.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing conversation for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, what an amazing show. Andrew Cuomo is now, you know, now that there's all these people in nursing homes that are having major problems, you know, look at all this, the COVID-19 and all this nursing homes. It's spreading. When he was the one that said, hey, guess what? You have to take them in. You have to take COVID patients in at these assisted living communities. The Michigan House and Senate are uprising and suing Gretchen Whitmer. Get into that. You know, Nancy Pelosi says that, you know, all these swastika and gun-toting conservatives, Trump supporters, you know, Trump is cheering them on. Schumer is like, it's Trump's fault no matter what. Blame whoever you want to. Trump didn't do enough. Okay. A 37-year-old Pittsburgh coronavirus researcher found dead. Yeah, it's sort of like diabetes. If you were a scientific researcher and you had a cure for diabetes, you wouldn't last because they don't want a cure for diabetes. Because they want people to be... Like that joke always says. I don't know if you've seen that joke, you know. Trump cures cancer and thousands of people are out of work. New York Democratic primaries for the president are going to take place on the June 23rd. Yeah, they were canceled, but now they have to come back. It's unconstitutional. North Carolina, one of just 17 states that remain without medical access to marijuana. We're still waiting. I want to get into that and so much more. And thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And thank you so much. We have a wonderful program. Never stop praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Think about it as you're going through your day. And I don't know what's, I mean, like when I'm done with the conversation, we have Bible study, so I'm excited. It's fun. It's nice because even though we have this, like where we can't like get together, we still have Bible study. We still get together. We still get to talk about stuff, you know, and we still get to get out the book. And I love to do it when I'm on here, because then when I'm on here, then I can get my Bible app out and follow along. But I got my Bible right there, and you know, and this is what needs to come back in this country. It's what needs to come back in this country. You know, I'm no one supports my show. I support my show. You know, the dead don't support my show. I just wear this because it's just like, what do I do? A summer without dead tour, or I mean. There might not be any tour. So, I mean, even if you don't see that, you might not be able to see live music at all. I mean, there's people that joke like, do you think tour will happen or this or that? And there's people like, there's probably never going to be, you're never probably going to go to sports. Sports are probably never going to be the same again. You're probably going to have, like, to the day we die, you're probably going to, sports are going to, like, the NCAA tournament is going to be behind closed doors with only family members because COVID-19. Yeah, this is Canada Dry. Look at where it's... Yeah, this didn't even have nothing to do with Canada. Maybe at one time, but hey. I don't get sponsored, just so you know. You know, I'm just like, this is a Phil Ash and Friends shirt, 2001 Summer Tour. Oh, that was good. That was good times. You know, so... But the latest on this coronavirus cases are mostly people who stay at home. That's what they're finding out, that these people that quarantine and don't go anywhere. I have a friend, and I'm just going to, I'm not going to say who it is because I don't have her permission to mention her name. So I respect my people, my sources, whatever they may be. And she's like, she has people that live near her where their kids have not been out, like outside the physical house, since she has not seen them once outside the physical house. Now that paranoid. Most people in this world, be honest with you, would be pretty gross. If I took an electron microscope and looked at your eyebrows, you'd probably be grossed out. Because there are microorganisms that crawl all over your body that are beneficial to you. There's a thing called pasteurization. Well, pasteurization, like if you take milk and you pasteurize it, you kill everything. And what I mean, there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. You kill all the bacteria. They don't have pasteurization that just kills bad bacteria, not good. You don't have a sanitizer that only kills bad stuff. When you use hand sanitizer, you kill everything, even the bacteria you need that's good for you. You ever heard of Cortrell, all these like probiotics? Yeah, they're good bacteria. Bacteria your body needs. Your body needs bacteria on it. It needs viruses on it so you can learn to fight stuff. Not every bacteria is bad for you. And that's what people don't understand. Well, here we go. We got another Facebook expert. Hey, I'm not no Facebook. If I post something, it's due diligence research. It's a doctor saying it. If I'm saying something, usually there's some type of science behind what I'm saying. It's not me. Well, I haven't done my research. I'm telling you, this is what I know to be true. No, what I'm saying is, this is what I have found out when I have talked to doctors and RNs and pharmacists that they believe COVID-19 was already here in December and I had it. That's what they believe. I'm not saying I believe I have it. They're not testing for antibodies here where I live. I believe I have it and my wife had it. Some of the things I will tell you, I do research on. I'm not, because there's so many people, oh, I can't wait to see what the Facebook experts say today. Because if I believe, like I have from the beginning, that this virus is real, but the pandemic is a hoax, and it's bullcrap, and they're trying to pad numbers to make it look worse so that they can try to demonize this economy, well, look at how many people are up. Way to go. Look at all these people who are filing for unemployment. Vote for Trump, and look at how many. If there was no, like that Georgia senator said, he goes, why would you not vote for Trump? Blacks at the lowest unemployment rate in history. Women were at the lowest unemployment in history before COVID-19. Same thing with Hispanics. I love Hispanics. So every Hispanic, most, I would say 99% of the Hispanics I work with, they want to work. They want to bust. They know what it's like. They've been in a country that Hillary Clinton wants. They've lived in that type of country. They don't want that. They know what it's like. My neighbor was one of two people to survive a boat ride from Cuba. His second attempt of escaping. The first time they got caught. You want what the Democrats want? I'll get you in contact with them. He's not here because what the Democrats want is so great. He's here to get away from that. He's here to get away from the government telling you what you can and cannot do. Oh yeah, well, I mean now it's getting hotter and hotter because now you got like this insurance. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, insurance is going down. It's going in the toilet. There's some medications that I know people got for next to nothing on the insurance that now it's over the counter, and they have to pay more for it because it's over the counter. Oh, it's over the counter now, so your insurance won't cover it. I was paying like $4 for that stuff. Now it's over the counter. I got to pay $25 for it. I don't know. But a lot of that has to do with inflation, too. I mean, but as long as insulin's been around, why is name brand insulin, why isn't insulin going down in price? It ain't going down. I remember seeing, and this dates me. And I've talked about this before, where back in the day, for my sister, you could go into a little refrigerator that they had in the aisleways and pull out the insulin you needed. Now, I wish we'd just stuck it in our pockets, but we were Christian / Catholic Americans, and we didn't steal, and we paid for it. And you would go right next to the fridge, had the needles. You took the needles. You got the alcohol wipes. You got the, like, you ever seen a test, like a thing to test your blood sugar? And you have, like, little pens now that go like this, and it, like, takes and sucks your blood and this in a pen like this. My sister had one that was, it's huge. This Bible is about smaller. It's probably about double the size of this Bible was like my, and you had to calibrate it every time you used it. My sister, her doctor was like she saw an adult doctor because he was a diabetic specialist, and he actually was able to get her. That was in the very beginning of testing. In the day, like before that, if you felt low, you ate. You didn't have nothing that could tell you your blood sugar. But all that stuff is, they make millions off it. They don't want to find a cure. They want to try to make any death that can be a COVID-19 death so that they can try to get money for it. Oh, we need more money. We need more funding. We need more ventilators. Well, I got 400 ventilators. What am I going to do? I got to play devil's advocate. I got to kill people. 2 days later, oh, yeah, by the way, oh, no, we're stockpiling the ventilators so that when the crisis, I thought you were at, 3 days ago, I thought you had a crisis. Now you're waiting for the crisis? I mean, the Michigan House and Senate are suing Governor Gretchen Whitmer over this new emergency extension. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. There are people of all races, all colors, all creeds, all party affiliations that are like, oh, crap. I don't see where the death or any, I don't see, people have died from COVID-19. Wow. See, COVID-19 reminds me of this, and I'm going to kind of switch gears really quick. But Ahmed Aubrey was running from Gregory and Travis McMichael and was killed. Two white people were chasing a black man and killed him. That's huge right now. That's front page. That's everywhere. That's all they're talking about. Is there going to be justice? Well, that reverberates back to my point that, okay, if that was a black guy chasing, two black guys chasing a black guy, you would never, black on black crime and death happens all the time in Compton, in LA, in Watts, in South Central, Chicago, New York, Detroit, all over.
Would you hear about it? Do you think if it was like a black on white?
If a black guy was shooting a white guy, you wouldn't have heard about it, or a black guy shooting a black guy. No, because it doesn't fit an agenda. Because how is a black guy shooting a white guy racist? How is that? Well, it is. Not really. There's no such thing as race.
Yeah,
it
was race.
Yeah, put the light over there. So it don't blow away. But anyways, but that's how it is. It's not about race. You got to leave that out of it. You got to say, okay, these two white guys killed a black guy. And if you're calling that issue a race issue, then why aren't you calling out every black on black crime? Every time a black guy kills another black guy, why isn't it on the news? Why isn't it flooding the news? Why? Why? Why isn't black-on-black crime on the news nationally like this white guy killing a black guy? I'm not saying... So you understand, I'm not condoning this crime. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's acceptable. I'm saying if a black guy was to kill another black guy, you would never hear about it. If a black guy was to kill a white guy, you would never hear about it. But as soon as you try to, well, you know, can you believe it? Two white guys, I believe it. It's called race. There's always going to be some sort of divide in this nation. There's always going to be at least one person, or two person, or three people that they're going to look at someone race. Now, I know I'm going to be given the 10th degree on this because, well, I'm saying, I hope those two white guys get what's coming to them. I hope they get equal treatment. I hope they get thrown in jail for the rest of their life or whatever. What they did is wrong. I'm not condoning anything. I just want to have a black-on-black crime treated the same way as a white guy killing a black guy. If it's going to be massive headlines, you know, because two white guys kill a black guy, every white person's racist. That's what they try to shove down your throat. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. It's not the case. I have a buddy of mine who's in Mississippi or whatever, and man, we don't like their kind in this store, and it was a black dude. And he goes, well, you don't like my kind either, because if you're going to be racist towards them, I'm not going to shop here. And he refused to, and he put everything back. He goes, if you're going to sit there and use racist remarks against these black people, and you don't want them in your store, then I'm not going to buy here either. And that's what it should be. I'm tired of the notion of, like, when black-on-black crime happens all the time, no one cares about that, but if a black guy kills a white guy, no one hears about it. But when a white guy kills a black guy, oh, shit. I'd be afraid to accidentally hit a black person and kill him in my car, accidentally slide on ice, whatever the case. I'd be a N-hating racist that intentionally killed that black person. I'm just saying. And it'd be on every news station 24/7, 365, because, you know, I'm white, he's black. But when a black guy does it, oh, that's shit. Trump is cheering on gun and Swastika loving racist. Oh, Trump loves these swastika. Yeah, I've seen one photo of a guy with a Pence and Trump 2020 sign that had a swastika on it, and I don't stand with that. I don't support that. And I guarantee it was someone that was paid and was planted. Well, we got to make, because at that Michigan rally, because some idiots there, some planted person there with a swastika sign that says Trump and Pence 2020. Wow, so that makes all the black people at those East Lansing rallies standing up for their freedoms racist, I guess. Oh, they're not going to show any black people at the rally or any Asian people or any Hispanic people that are standing up. Like, I know somebody that's like, I can't believe Bob Evans wants us to come back to work. I ain't coming back. He don't work when he has a job. What you thought? He don't want to come back. And that's the only thing I do hate is when not all of them, but a big chunk of them try to blame, they're lazy as heck, and then they try to blame the color of skin for the reason why they get fired or let go. And I've seen that firsthand. I'm not, I mean, that's a fact. That's firsthand. That's not, but that's how it is. There are black people that are protesting. There are Democrats that are protesting. There are Hispanics that are protesting these lockdowns and shutdowns, and you can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. You can't have anything. Sorry. It's not a racial issue. So if there's a Southern Baptist black church that they won't allow you to have services in, and they stand up and protest the fact that they can't have church services, how is that racist? How is that a Republican, Democrat, white issue if it's a black Baptist church? Oh, they wouldn't report on it. Why would they report on a church? Because doesn't fit the narrative. Just like when Barack Obama was president, there were times in Indiana where the gas price was higher than it ever was under Bush. But you never heard about the gas price because that wasn't the narrative that the media was pushing. The narrative the media was pushing was, this guy can't do no wrong. He's perfect. You know, if you don't believe in Jesus, he's your Christ. He's your creator. He's done no wrong. He's our dear leader. What did Jamie Foxx say? Oh, no. You know? Our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama. No, it's Jesus Christ. But that's the problem. People don't care. Care. Trump is supporting people standing up for their freedoms. Because people are seeing how bullcrap this is. I won't shop at Menards right now because you have to wear a mask. They won't let you in the store without a mask. I've never sanitized a cart before. I've never taken those sandy wipes that they have in the front of the store and wiped down my cart before. Never done it, never will. Unless some lady comes out of the store with a hand in her pants, picking her butt, and she was using the cart and she tries to give it to me. I'll say, no, thank you. I'll grab a different cart. That's the problem. You have to pay a dollar for a mask if you shop at Menards, if you don't got one. It's getting ridiculous. Why weren't they requiring a mask back when everyone was buying 5,000 rolls of toilet paper and panicking out before they knew the actual death rate is only 98%. It's only a 2%. If that nationwide, California has a 0.03% death rate. 98% of the people survive it. But they just keep trying to... Okay, folks. Yeah, what do we got here? Yeah, this guy, I guess he got some water when he was making meth and it exploded. Oh, another coronavirus. Yep. Oh, wow. You didn't hear me. Water got into the chemicals when he was making meth and the lab exploded and he was killed. Yeah, I know. It's a coronavirus death. He died of coronavirus. We're going to have to, like, shut her up, okay? We're going to have to move her. We're going to have to, you know. There are people in New York that are coming out that when they say, hey, when they're trying to legitimately treat the patient and they're calling, they're going to the superior saying, hey, whatever. They're being moved to a different unit. They're having their patients. They're not keeping the same patient. Yeah, because they want these people to die so that they can another COVID-19 that, no, he had COPD. No. Okay, I get. Let me tell you something, okay? Welcome to the New York Hospital, okay? If they have COPD, that is a form of COVID-19. And when they die, they will die. We'll make sure of that. When they die, it's a COVID-19 death. You got to write that down. Johnson, yeah, you don't have enough deaths. You only had 4 of your patients die. You gotta speed it up. And 2 of them, I mean, you got to do better at trying to come up with a COVID-19 diagnosis. I know they had alcohol poisoning, but if we got to get the virus and put it on them so that they have it on them when we test them, so we can guarantee that we can say that they had the virus when they died, so we can pad the numbers. See, we haven't been doing our due diligence. We've been mismanaging this hospital, and we need more funds. So we need to go to the governor and to the president and ask for more money. And we can't ask for more money to fight this disease if no one's dying from it. So you got to make these numbers. You got to pad the numbers. If we got to have people die and fake how they died and make it up, like, you know, pretend all these people are like Jeffrey Epstein. He didn't hang himself. Are you kidding me? Treat it like you would a suspicious death where they claim the guy killed himself with a shotgun when the barrel is longer than his arm, so there's no way he could have pulled the trigger. But that's what they write down on the death. That's what the military writes down. Oh, and he was going to expose Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, that double-barrel shotgun, he committed suicide using it, even though his arm reaches only a foot and the barrel is 2 feet long. There's no way he could, man, just shut up. That's what they want. And it's nice to see that people are, like, winning court cases and saying, hey, your overreach is unconstitutional. We're standing up for our freedoms. And if you're scared of protesters with guns, if you need us disarmed to govern us, you ain't governed properly. I'm just saying. If you're afraid of us with guns at the state house, okay. You stop. Okay, I'll put my gun. I'll take my gun to my car. You make sure that there's not one person. You make sure that all the cops that are at those rallies put their guns in their cars. They have no weapons. Everyone protecting you can't be armed. See, I think, like, the Governor Whitmer, she needs to have, like, those mall security cops. Those, like, rent-a-cops that don't know anything. They can't use a gun. They can't do anything. They just ride around on those, like, two-wheel scooters or Segways because they're so fat they can't walk. Yeah, you protect her, yeah. I don't need a gun because if you get shot at, I just get in front of you and my fat stops to bullet. I'm going to take flack that I know I am, but I don't. But that's what I do. See, I do this. I want to see Whoopi Goldberg in a movie. I want to see Ted Danson in a movie. I want to see Robert De Niro in a movie. I don't want to hear about their political views because they're not a political commentator. They don't do this. If Robert De Niro has a talk show and he's on every night, and that's what he does, and he is like a Lawrence O'Donnell or a Chris Matthews or a Glenn Beck or a Sean Hannity or a me, then okay. Then he has room to speak. But Dolly Parton's an actor and she's an amazing singer. I'm 99% sure she's a conservative Christian. You don't hear her open her mouth. Because she's here to entertain us. Not leave the political stuff to the people that do it. I mean, the New York primaries, oh, we got to cancel. If you can go to Maya and walk around, if you can stand in line at superstores like it's Black Friday when they limit the number of people that can go in there, why can you not vote in November? If you can go into Walmart now, how is it not safe to vote in person? It makes no sense. They make no sense. Oh, they opened up Tennessee, and then the cases shot right back. Yeah, what they're going to do is now that everyone can be tested, you're probably going to have some cases increase because a ton of people that had the virus that had no issue with it are going to test positive for it. Why are they testing someone that has no symptom? I don't know. Unless they're like a hospital nurse or something, they have to do that, then okay. But you're going to have some cases go up. You're going to have some issues go up. What's the survival rate? Give a million people COVID-19. If you have one death, so what? There are some pharmaceuticals companies that have pushed through a pharmaceutical drug. And wait a minute here. If that was COVID-19, they would be all over that, shutting everything down. Well, they didn't shut this pharmaceutical drug down. And look at how many people had liver cancer and died or bled to death. They did. You know, but if a $2 billion lawsuit is the cost of doing business, how you make $4 billion, what the heck? You make $6 billion in profits, $2 billion goes to lawsuits, oh, what the heck? $4 billion, hey, what? Profit's profit, right? This pharmaceutical company will disregard, like Purdue Pharmaceuticals did with when they were starting to see a link with addiction to their drugs, and they kind of just shut it up to try to get the drug through. Wait a minute here. You have people, when you knew the potential for addiction of a drug, and you push everything to get the drug to go through, we're not looking at this blindly, this COVID-19. We're looking at it objectively. And that's what you need to do. Do research. Do homework. Don't listen to CBS paid actors. I went back to work for the first time, and they made this IC unit a COVID unit, and the hospital had no gloves, no masks, no nothing. Oh, it was... How can I? And they wanted me to work, and they would force me to work when I had no gloves, no hats, no nothing, no protective equipment. They had no soap. Doctors, they were doing surgeries without washing their hands. Oh, what are we? How can I work? I couldn't do it, and I had to quit. We're not Facebook experts. We are taking. Okay, this is what this doctor is saying. This is what this expert is saying. When we've done, we're not going by, I want to know where they came up with these models when they said like 2,000 people were going to die. Where did they get this statistics from? That's what I want to know that. I do. Because when we're looking at factual data that we have on hand, from hospitals, and you have actual doctors that are doing real due diligence, and they're wanting to know how many people out of 1,000 people, how many people actually died? 100 people out of 1,000, okay? Out of those 100, how many had the COVID-19? That was the actual cause of death? 10? Okay. There you go. 10 people out of 1,000 actually died from the COVID-19. That's what we need to know. That's where we're getting, that's where we're doing our true due diligence. It's not another way around. You know what I mean? It's not another way around. It's not this, oh, it's sad when you have people that are risking their careers coming out saying that, oh, we're told to do whatever we have to label a COVID-19 death. I'm not a Facebook expert. This is what I'm being told. I call and ask, how do I get this antibody test? How can I do this? What's going on? And the people on the other end, the registered nurses, the pharmacy, the pharmacist, and the actual doctors are saying, this is what we believe was here. They have actually found people who tested positive for antibodies in September. We believe they were fighting it here. I'm talking to experts. This is not me saying this. This is people saying this to me. And there's a lot of times where I ask questions and I don't sit there, hi, my name is Kyle, and I do Kyle's Conversations on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. I have to ask you questions. I'll ask questions to get real responses from real people that are real experts without them knowing I'm asking questions so that they don't, oh, well, I got to change my tone if I know that, and I don't mention names or anything. That way I'm getting a real person giving me a real response from someone who's asking a legitimate question, because a lot of people think, well, what's his motive if he's doing a conversation or he's doing a talk show or if he's doing like, if he's a radio show host, what's his motivation? Why is he trying? Is he going to spin my words? What's he going to do? I don't want to have anyone questioning the answer they give me on why is he saying what he's saying? Why is he doing what, you know, where if I, hey, I got a legitimate question, you know. I'm crapping and puking at the same time. What gives? And then, you know, yeah, Trump, I love it. He vetoes the Iran war powers because they tried to, well, Trump is going to, yeah, they don't want Trump. They want Trump to tell the world what he's doing. They want the Democrats and politicians, they want the Democrats want to know what Trump's going to do so that they can warn their friends. Iran, Trump's going to do something with just heads up. And I had so many liberal friends that were like, oh, we're going to go to war. I know it. North Korea, Trump is going to get us all killed. And what is he doing? He was shaking North Korea's hand. How far will we get with North Korea? I have no idea. We may get nowhere. It may get nowhere. But we're not going to try to, they're not trying to bomb us yet. There is no war. Trump don't want war. When you have terrorists that have killed U.S. citizens and U.S. military people, and how dare Trump take him out? I still remember now with all this Amazon, I would hate to know where the flag would, I'd hate to know what you would find out on the media, how much a guy was selling flags for. If you had like the Amazon and stuff like that, like they do now, I bet you there'd be someone that paid like $2,000 for an American flag on eBay or Amazon just because you couldn't find it. There was a time where you could not find them. And my boss went to a pawn shop and found it was like a 48-star flag. 48 or 40, and it didn't have all 50 stars. It was like an old flag. And my boss, when he bought it, he's like, you know how much? Because you can't find an American flag to save your life right now. There was a, hello, we're the Flag Corp of America, and we are working round the clock to make sure that everyone can support their country with a flag. I'm like, so you didn't have a flag? You didn't, we just put out our flags. I had one that flew over the nation's capital from an Eagle Scout. I'm like, I'll pull that up. I have to. Oh, don't, we don't want you to pull that. I'm like, I'm just saying, I can pull that out. We support, we didn't have to wonder, we didn't have to try to find a flag. We had flags, but you couldn't get near them. You couldn't find them. It was like the toilet paper crisis, but it was an American flag crisis. Not now. Now people have forgotten how it felt that day when you saw Muslims and Jews and Christians all helping each other from the attacks of 9/11. Now, if that happened again today, people would probably be, Democrats would be cheering on the terrorists. Like, yeah, all right. Yeah. It would be. Because you have Democrats that call Trump Hitler, but then they support someone in Congress who's a Muslim who hates Jewish people. I want to see a conservative say the same things that Mashiach Tlaib has said. Some of those anti-Semitic remarks. I'm not even going to say them. I'm not going to say that because that's not... I stand with Jewish people. Trump is so Hitler that he wants you to own a gun. GOP lawmakers are halting visas to foreign workers while 33 million Americans are unemployed. Now, here's the thing. Now, if you're talking the people that come up here to pick the fruit, now, I don't know what these, now, the 33 million, I agree with this 100%, don't get me wrong. But, like, how much of that 33 million are people not working right now because of COVID-19, and when it comes, when everything goes back to normal, or as normal as it could ever be, are we looking at a situation where COVID-19, post-COVID-19, like it's like 5 million out of work? I'm just throwing that out there, because I mean, I'm not saying that COVID, I'm not, you know, if a big chunk of that is people that are out of work, because I know a lot of people that would be like, okay, yeah, Bob Evans is going to start to get back to doing stuff. I'm not working. I'm not doing. I'm not going. Yes, sir. My Aunt Esty shared a picture of a Trump and American flag. God bless you, Esty. God bless you. I mean, I had an American flag from my Eagle Scout that was flown over the camera. We have flags. We always have flags. I think me and my wife have the flag there. We have this. I have another one that I sometimes put out, but for some reason, like where we live, we have like torrential winds. And I'm talking, I have it screwed into the wall with like three screws, and they're about ripped them three screws out. So, and when I put it on the pole, it spins like this. And usually, like within like 5 minutes, the flag's all rolled up. So it's kind of like pointless to have it out. But I put it out as much as I can when it's not a windy day. I try to put the flag out. It's just one of those things that we deal with, you know. I mean, I have people that are like still paranoid. But I guess I'm one of those people that back in the day when I saw documentaries, because I've always been a huge cannabis supporter and a huge medical cannabis supporter. And I've always been brought up like this. How does it help you? If you can, because there is things in red wine called resveratrol. It's very, very good for you. If you're medically told to use wine to help, okay, there you go. And when I found out that, wait a minute here, let me see here. Irvin Roosevelt since 1982 has been getting medical marijuana paid for by my tax dollars, paid for through the federal government. Yeah, for free. It's grown at the University of Mississippi, taken to Dolly Room, North Carolina, where it's rolled in cigarette form, 300 into a tin and freeze-dried, and he gets it every month and has since 82. And a guy sued the government in 77 when he got arrested for growing marijuana when he was proved that they were testing cannabis for glaucoma and it was showing it worked 100%. And he won his court case. Wait a minute here. And then when you look into it, well, why was... let me see here. That's right. Let me see here. You've got, we're going to spend millions of dollars demonizing a plant so we can get money from the government and taxpayers to fight it. Because we got this newly formed DEA that now that alcohol's legal, we don't have anything really to go after. So we ain't going to get no money from the taxpayers, from the government. How do we do that? Okay, we got blacks and Mexicans associated with this plant. Let's demonize it so we can get people here. And we can get millions of dollars to fight it. And that's what's going on. And that's what's happening. And I'm like, wait a minute, if all this stuff happened, now I've never really trusted my government after I knew what they did. And when I realized that, oh, wow, it was the Model A Ford fenders used to be made from a hemp plastic. The original Levi's jeans used to be made from recycled sailcloths. They used to use hemp rope in the military. It's the safest therapeutic drug known to man. It's been used for years for pain and for swelling and for nausea and for vomiting. And they've known this? Wait a minute here. I love that, yeah. With the American flags, yeah. But you learn. And just like anything, alcohol can be a good medication in moderation if you use it very sparingly. There are idiots that I've got 10 fists of vodka and I'm going to drink them all on this. Hello, welcome back to the fifth there. I've got 10 fists of vodka and I'm going to drink them all and hope I don't die. Okay, start the timer. They're called idiots. Might as well eat Tide Pods. You know, they'll take someone, this right here, this is 100 trillion milligrams of THC, and I'm going to eat it all and see what happens. It's called an idiot. There are idiots out there. There are, and they make everyone look bad. I'm like, here, this is the strain I'm looking for. It helps my nausea. It helps my muscle spasms and my pain. I wish I didn't need anything. That's the thing. I belong to pain management clinics. I belong to, you name it, I've had to deal with it because of my muscle disease. I don't wish what I deal with on anybody. We don't want that. No one wants this. No one wants that. You got to treat it like a medicine. How does it affect you? How does it, okay, well, let's try this one. Let's try, and you go and do the best you can. Got about 9 minutes left in the program. I'm about to get into some Premier League news and stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, let me go here real quick. But yeah, it's just one of those things that when you, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens and what goes on. And I don't know what it is because all my, I know it's just me. I tell you, I'm trying to find out like what's going on. Because like when I'm trying to find out, information on stuff on like the Premier League and when it's going to start back up and when this is going to start. And they'll say like what, like, and they'll bring up like the start of the Premier League. And I'm trying to figure out like, and it's hard to find out because it'll bring like, when you try to look up like the English Premier League and when is it going to start back up for 2020. And they're like, and then it brings up like old articles like, here's the start date for the 2021 season. And it's like a February article before all this COVID-19. And it's hard to find anything. That's new article wise. And it's just hard because it's like every time you look up something. Because, like they say in May, they're going to try to get them training and starting slowly. That's all we've heard with certain leagues, but we don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell because every time you turn around, and you try to find stuff about the Premier League, every time I look up, it's kind of like when will the Premier League possibly start back up? And it'll say, like, the Premier League starting up, like, 2016, 20. I'm like, no, I'm talking. And it's just hard to find. Because English Premier League likely to resume has been revealed. I mean, and then, like, in June is when they think they may start actually, like, doing it behind closed doors, you know, with no fans, no nothing, in neutral zones. And they're supposedly going to have, like, COVID testing and all this. And when people test negative, and they're probably going to test them every time. I mean, I respect them out of the respect of that, you know. I mean, because everyone's like, well, what's going on with this, you know, the Premier League and, like, well, who's going to go where and what? And I'm like, well, until you know, okay, they're going to do the, like, is the season going to end? Are they just going to cancel the season? Okay. Are they not going to cancel the season? If they're going to finish the season and have it play out, then let it play out. When's it going to start? When's it going to end? Are they going to try to start the Premier League season, like, on August 9th, like they originally intended to? Are they going to move that back any? Is the transfer window going to start, like, the end of June, like, the beginning of June? Is there going to be a shortened transfer window? There's so many unanswered questions. Well, will we get Jadon Sancho? Well, Jadon Sancho, I think, can come if we get Champions League football. And that's if we get Champions League, but with, okay, let me see here. Jadon Sancho to Manchester United. Okay, well, Dartmouth won £100 million. If they're going to stick to that, how can a club pay £100 million for a player when most people can't do without? Okay, a lot of players asking to take a pay cut right now, and a lot of people are doing without. I couldn't see as an owner paying £100 million for a player when there are people in my own country that don't have and are struggling to get by. That's just me. I'd be like, okay. I mean, they're losing millions in revenue. I mean, there are people that every year they buy the new jersey. I don't buy a new jersey of Manchester United every year. I just don't. And I'm always afraid that if I get a jersey of someone that I really like, it's like, okay, in a year, is it going to be gone? Because, I mean, one of my all-time favorite Premier League players, as everyone knows, is Thierry Henry. Of Arsenal. He was incredible. He played for my New York Red Bulls. But I loved Nostroy. We'd been Nostroy. He was an amazing player. And his jersey is one. I wear it. I'm like, I'm not one of the people that, you know, my David Beckham jersey in pristine condition. No, here's my Nostroy thing. You can barely read the name on the back. The numbers are coming off. It's like, yes, I wear it with pride all the time. Nostroy, I love you, buddy. He was one of my all-time favorite players. Wayne Rooney. You know, you buy him to wear him. But then I have, like, my Dimitar Berbatov, my number 9. That thing has stains on it. I don't know what the heck. I washed, and when it came out of the washer, like, stuff on it. I'm the only person that could have a brand new shirt, put it in the wash by itself with nothing in the wash, and it comes out with like stains on it. Not in the how. I've always wanted to see if I can get like a. I always wondered if there's something like even in like a if you put like run your washing machine with just bleach in there and nothing else, if it would clean it out. I don't know. Because I'll have shirts that have nothing wrong with them, and then I wash them, and then there's stains and stuff. I don't know. That, like, magically appear. It's one of those things. You know, I think in June, it'll be behind closed doors. The Premier League will be behind closed doors.
You think it'll be okay?
Yeah, it'll be on neutral ground, so have like COVID testing for the people, and I think it's going to be. And the first anything to get back live sports is going to be a billionaire, because let me tell you, they're going to air that on every, because no one else is playing sports. If the Premier League's out there, it's going to be on every telly everywhere around the world. If baseball, if the MLB was to start,
that's not might take it to make it big here. Huge.
It might. I mean, I always wonder, will there ever be a day where a Wayne Rooney comes to a New York Red Bulls or a Chicago Fire before they go to like a Premier League or the Bundesliga? You know, is it, got about 60 seconds left, but will there ever be a day where Cristiano Ronaldo comes here first instead of having the MLS be like the retirement league? And I could see that in 10 years maybe, but I don't, but not that. I think it's going to be a retirement league. See the Has.
What's wrong with that?
Because I would love to see like a
senior tour or
because I would love to, see like some of the greats come here first. And then Manchester United takes the star from the New York Red Bulls. Anyways. With a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.